Hey, hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta of Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 4, episode 1. It's been a long time since I've talked Vanderpump Rules.
I know. I'm actually excited to get back into it.
It helps to take a break because then I'm like, oh, I've missed it.
Yeah. The seasons are just so long compared to Summer House. It's like Summer House is more fun because it just moves quicker.
Yeah. But there's like so much more to talk about, like the nitty gritties in Vanderpump that I'm like pumped. Okay. Before we get into it, we are the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, and we have One Season Wonders. Go check all of them out. Please be sure to rate, subscribe, review. I think we have some new reviews actually.
Really?
I think so.
I mean, it's been a minute. So if we don't, I'd be actually really sad.
I know. Right. Well, in the meantime, as I'm pulling up these reviews, join our Facebook group. We've had quite a few people join. We haven't really been posting in it, which we like freaking should. We're the worst.
That's so true. I kind of forget about our Facebook group because so much happens on Instagram lately.
Now. Yeah. Well, follow us on Instagram too, at Vanderpasta. Did I read, when was the last time we recorded Vanderpump?
Like February, Alicia.
Okay, then yeah, we don't have any new reviews. I lied. Well, leave us a review. Our ratings went down, so someone rated us pretty low. Shout out to you, bitch. Thank you so much. So if you could just hit 5 stars, we've said this before, but we'll say it again. We really honestly do this just to connect with each other. So if you don't like us, that's like fine. You just don't listen. I don't know why you have to maybe get our podcast kicked off of
You know Apple. What? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't review it.
Don't say anything at all. Leave us alone. So then also join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. So for $1 a month, we have our Peter status, which you will get access to our pre-show catch up, where Meredith and I just talk whatever we want. And you'll get access to any episodes that we record early, such as this one. I do not know when this will be released, but it is currently August.
It all depends when season 9 comes out. We're releasing this after season 9.
Oh my God. You're not going to listen to this for a year. So you could have gotten this a year ago. We'll go with that. Okay. And then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our post shows where Meredith and I will talk spoilers because, you know, season 9 of Vanderpump Rules is coming out and this is season 4. We have a lot of thoughts, a lot of spoilers, but we'll save that. A lot
has happened.
We'll save that for the post show. Also, we will say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Jackie, Mariah, Tracy, Dustin, Chris, Gina, and Danae? D-A-N-A-E. How would you say that? Danae?
I don't like this.
I honestly got
I feel like you just popcorned to me. You know, in school when you used to have to like popcorn.
Yeah. I did my homework. I did look up the pronunciation of this. And I even, when I heard it, I was like, that doesn't sound correct.
Danae?
But this was, maybe it was Danae. It was Donnie.
Dane?
Donnie.
That sounds...
Donnie, we'll just do Donnie. Yeah. But I did look it up and I thought that doesn't sound how I would pronounce it. And that was yesterday. So now we're here and I've forgotten. So maybe I'll message you and ask you to phonetically let me know.
Yeah, we'll do better. Bad.
Or we can do a running joke. Yeah, or we'll do a running joke where I just can't say your name and I'm rude and you probably stop donating money to us on the Patreon. But no, I won't do that. I'll ask. Okay. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus we talk to you during live shows. So Vanderpump season 9 has already at this point already premiered and we've probably asked you for your thoughts, your questions. We love it. Also Winter House, Winter Southern Charm House, Up Down, no one cares. We'll ask you about that too. So that's where you get to interact with us. That's really where you get to talk to us. Although I did ask for everyone on the Patreon recently. I was like, are you more excited for Winter House?
I saw that.
Or for Vanderpump Rules? And a lot of more people were interested for Winter House, which I am too, because
I think because of the curiosity factor.
And it's like, we're mixing two people with an already established cast. I got to see what happens.
Yep.
But, what else did you get? Oh, we pick a patron of the episode. So this episode, we are picking Jackie, our very first patron.
Our OG. Very first
$5 patron. We love her so much. She's amazing. The OG. I feel like I know her. Jackie, we love you so much. Okay. Oops, I have an error on my notes. Okay, here we go. I have my notes. So, should we get into Vanderpump season 4, episode 1?
I had to stop this at the beginning because I thought Hulu was giving me something incorrect.
Yeah, instead of previously on, they said upcoming on this season. And I was like,
they gave so much away. I was very shocked.
Well, I did like a high level one. So there's a lot of picture taking, a lot of kissing. We saw some bare butts, some broken glass, a new girl for Jax, James potentially cheating on Kristen, a new girl named Lala, Tom loving his music, but Jax not loving his music. So there's some fights. Shay's addicted to pills, which I was like, just give away that storyline straight off the bat. Jax paid for his new girl's boob job, which again, I was like, another big, just give it away, all the details.
Yeah.
Kristen thinks she's the most powerful bitch in the world. Jax gets arrested. Schwartz proposes. Stassi's back. I was like,
There was so much. And I was thinking back to how season 3 went and what was going on. And I was like, you know, it was kind of a womp womp season 3. So I feel like they had to come in with the heavy hitters immediately. Yeah. And there's a lot.
I think I like season 4. If I remember it correctly, I think this is a good season.
I am really excited, especially after seeing that. I definitely remember watching all of those big moments. So I can't wait to see it all again.
Agreed. All right. So I noticed straight off the bat during our opening credits, Stassi is missing. She is not on the show right now. RIP to that. But okay, we start off at Sir. Actually, most of the episode takes place at Sir, if not the entire episode. So Sir, everyone's here to work. Lisa's here. We see my dude, Peter, looking still fine. So last year, Lisa opened Pump, which was a big thing, but now she's turning her attention back to Sir. We see Max, the son that I think Lisa loves less than Pandy, but it's my opinion.
Poor Max. You know what? At least he has a job and he gets to hang out with friends.
I know, but Pandy's like selling Vanderpump Rosé and Max. I know she's in the cushy. Tables.
She's in the penthouse while Max is like on garden level.
I know. But there's time for a staff meeting. Playtime is over. I was like, this is very intense. So, Sir renovations are happening. Jax is he got a nose job for the third time.
Insane.
He took skin from his ear.
Okay. He looks like for a minute, I couldn't remember this third nose job as clearly as the other ones. He looks like a truck hit him.
Yeah, he looks awful.
Like a huge scar up his eyebrow and onto his forehead. He did not look that bad last time.
No, he's rough. He probably should stop getting nose jobs, but what do I know? There's new menus. Service, though, has gone down 2%. I didn't understand this. She was like, we were at 18%.
The percentage that people are tipping, I believe, is going down. So instead of people tipping 18 to 20%, which is a lot of most people, I would say in a high-end place, probably tip that, people are tipping 16 to 17.
Oh, maybe they're just poor.
I think the crowd is changing. I'm sure it's a lot of tourists now.
Younger tourists.
But this does prove a point too, that like if your service was impeccable, people would be tipping you.
Yes. So let's talk about this drama with James throwing a wine glass. So he was, I,
No, I think Kristen threw it.
Oh, Kristen threw
a wine glass at Pump, but James has to answer for it because he's the one who still works there.
Yeah.
So James was DJing at Pump. He's super pumped. There's that pun.
He's pumped to DJ.
He's super excited to be getting DJ gigs, but still has to bus at Sir. So his focus is those DJing gigs. And while he was there a few nights ago or something, Kristen came. They got into some type of scuffle, or she was upset and threw a wine glass.
She was drunk and upset. And then I love flashbacks. We get to see all of these horrible flashbacks with Kristen and Tom. We saw him cry. We saw her cry. We saw everyone argue. It was amazing. So basically she did all that with James, and now Kristen's not allowed to come into Pump or Sir when James is working, because she's obviously volatile and James is trying to do a good job.
Yep.
And then Lisa yells at Sandoval for being lazy.
I was kind of shocked.
This was kind of weirdly planted. And this was where I wrote, this is good reality acting, because I'm sure this wasn't a thing. And they made it a thing.
And even if it was a thing, I'm sure a lot of people go through this.
Yeah.
Within that staff, that if you have a bunch of gigs coming up for your, what you want to do, you're not going to be working at Sir. But she's trying to make him an example.
Which, not great. But whatever. It's fucking fine. If anyone's going to act it up, it's going to be Tom Sandoval, and we love him for it. So now in the women's bathroom, Katie and Sheena are getting ready together, which is a new fun friendship.
I know.
Sheena's birthday is coming up. She's turning 30. She's got her husband, Shay. She's throwing a decade themed party. And she knows she loves attention. So she's going to give herself the attention.
I do love that about her. You know, she knows who she is.
And she's self-aware.
Yeah. She doesn't care.
It makes it endearing. It makes it less annoying, more endearing.
Yes.
And Sheena's going to be Madonna like a virgin, because she's not a virgin, but I appreciate it. So Katie and Stassi are no longer friends, but Katie and Sheena are friends. And Katie says she's happy. She's having a good time. She's got her friend group. Meanwhile, Stassi and Patrick have been going through tough times, and we hear through the grapevine, and they're currently living separately, which feels gross.
Yeah. It's what are you going to do now? It's going so terribly. Looks like we're going to move out. What are you going to do? Get married after that?
Yeah, it's bad. And then we bring up Katie's wedding. So season 3, at the end, we had that ultimatum with Tom Schwartz.
Yes.
He had 6 months to get Katie a ring, not on a string. And guess what? He didn't need it, because at the reunion, there was no ring, not on a string.
Nope.
So it's been 9 months, and Katie thinks there's a ring, not on a string coming.
Yeah. So she knows she hasn't really stuck to her guns, but I think even just giving the ultimatum has lit a little fire. She wasn't happy in a relationship, I don't think she'd be in it.
I agree. I think she genuinely does love Tom, but she's kind of come on, man, what else are we doing?
Shape up. Yeah.
So then in the back bar, because Jax is so fugly right now, he cannot be looked at. So James
has to do all the internal work and polishing glasses.
Yeah. James has to bring him glasses to polish. And this is where Jax gives James some advice to basically cut Kristen, get the fuck rid of her.
Yeah. He's the DJing thing is going so great, and Kristen's going to ruin it for you.
Jax admits that it kills him that James hangs out with Jax's ex, the love of his life, Carmen.
For a minute, when he was talking about his ex, I don't know why, but
I thought it was Stassi. I was like, are Kristen and Stassi friends? Did I miss it?
No. What's happening? Jax, Stassi is so season 1. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. And then we got a flash of Carmen, and I was like, didn't you almost dump her in a pizza place, but she saw it coming and beat you to it?
Well, and he says that Carmen has been the most consistent, or the one he's most into. And I'm like, you basically broke up with her for Tiffany.
Yeah. And then you tried to get back with her at Sheena's wedding, and she denied you.
Let's rewrite history.
And
here,
it sounds like she's hooking up with a different dude. James lets that one slip.
James kind of, but I think he does an okay job for what happened. Basically, Jax asks if she's seeing someone else. James says no. And Jax keeps asking basically lower and lower tiers. Yeah. And James basically says she's kissed someone, which really isn't that big of a deal.
It's not a big deal. Carmen can kiss whoever the fuck she wants.
Yeah. But yeah, she can do whatever she wants, but a kiss really shouldn't be that big of a deal.
And then Jax grabs his phone once James leaves and starts texting. And I'm like, probably texting Carmen to like ask her why she's kissing anyone but Jax, which is because he's in love with her.
Do we have, does everybody listening have an hour for the 8,000 reasons no one should be kissing Jax?
Is Carmen's name still tattooed on his arm?
Oh, good question.
We didn't get a tattoo update. Okay. But then in the back of Sir, this is my favorite camera work. The camera is hiding behind the stairs pole that lead to the back of Sir. And you see James sitting on the curb a while back. He's obviously mic'd up because we get perfect sound. And he's smoking a cigarette and Kristen calls. And so we get this whole conversation of Kristen yelling at James for telling Jax about Carmen. And James is like, I didn't fucking say anything, but he's pissed at Jax for telling Carmen that James talked to him. Basically, Jax is a big shitster. That's why you shouldn't tell him anything. And now James
is mad that Jax couldn't just keep it to himself.
I also don't think it's that big a deal though. Is Carmen mad? Why is Kristen mad?
So we don't know what the text said. So I'm wondering if they weren't nice texts to Carmen, then Carmen got pissed to her friend Kristen that her boyfriend James was kind of stirring things up too.
I'm just kind of thinking, if my ex, now complete ex, I'm kissing other men at this point, texts me and is like, I heard you kissing other men, fuck you, blah blah blah, I'd be like, okay.
I think I would be pissed that my friends couldn't stop talking to him about me.
Oh, that pissed me off.
I get why she's mad at Kristen.
I'd be pissed if I'm using Jax to still take me out to dinners, but I'm kissing other boys and then someone blows my fucking secret.
That's the thing is okay, so block Jax. Yeah, who cares if he knows? The problem is it would be annoying to get all the texts from him, but block him.
Yeah, the worst. And then Jax gets confronted by James because James is like, what the fuck, dude? Stop talking to Carmen and Kristen. I just got yelled at. Kristen's insane. And then Jax, after James is done yelling at him, goes back on his phone to text someone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Jesus goodness.
I'm sure Jax then went to Carmen again and was like, oh, wow, you're going to yell at. It's this giant circle of communication.
If you don't love me, why are you getting mad?
Yes.
Ha ha ha. I wish we got the text receipts. I love good receipts.
Me too.
Oh, well. So now in Sir, Ken's here. And Lisa tells Ken that Sandoval gave her attitude because he's not committed. This is a bad storyline. But then Sheena and Ariana visit Sandoval. And Sandoval is scheduled a lot, actually, because Jack's got his nose done and can't work the front. So now Sandoval, beautiful Sandoval, has to take over.
Four nights this week.
Meredith, that's almost as much as us. We do 5 full days. He does 4 nights. He's working too much.
That's a rough life they live.
And then Sandoval is going to Sheena's birthday. James is DJing. So I don't think James and Sandoval are on great terms, probably because James is dating Crazy Kristen.
Because Sandoval is there's a million other DJs in the world. Why can't we find someone else?
But Kristen isn't invited. So.
Which this whole okay, just because you don't send her an invitation doesn't mean she's not going to come, considering her and James are still together.
Are dating. Yeah. He brings his plus one, which is his girlfriend, obviously.
Yeah.
And so Ariana is just kind of I hope Kristen's not there because I can't have fun if Kristen's not around, which I get because Kristen wanted her to be dead last season. So
I hope she gets hit by a Mack truck.
Funny, but it was just a Mack truck.
The amount of times she said Mack truck though
was hilarious. Season. And then Sheena, this is where Sheena's not so endearing. She pulls that, I wish people gave me a reason to hate them, but I don't have a reason to hate Kristen. And Ariana's like, I'm the reason you
right
hate
here.
Kristen.
I'm right here.
I'm your best friend.
I understand Sheena's.
I get it.
Thought behind this because I try to live my way life this way too. Your drama with someone else really isn't my drama, but
agreed.
It's gone so far that it is.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're wishing death upon my best friend via Mack truck,
or like trying to break them up.
Yeah, you got to.
That's where there's a problem. But like Stassi and Katie not getting along doesn't mean Sheena and Stassi couldn't hang out.
Yeah. There's a line, and I think this is Ariana's right. She's a reason that Sheena could tell Kristen you're not invited in plain terms. So now we're in the Bacchuser. Kristen's here. Even though she's banned from the premises.
I would love some timestamps kind of here where like how quickly did this conversation with James and Jax happen? Did the text messages to Kristen showing up?
She was just waiting on the main street to get in a fight and then pull into the Bacchuser.
Honestly.
Jax walks out though, and this is a moment I was like, this is hilarious. Jax looks at her and goes, "Oh, what are you doing here?" Like the worst characters can't stand each other.
And he looks so terrible because of the nose job stitches thing going on, that him just even being more upset and looking more horrific.
Just so funny. And Kristen tells Jax that he needs to learn to control his anger because he's in his 30s. And Jax tells Kristen,
pot and kettle yelling at each other in the back.
Jax goes, "So do you, Kristen." And Kristen says, "I am controlling my anger." And I was like, bitch,
you know what? I do have to admit, she's doing a pretty good job in this one moment. And I love how she's, you know, she's gone to therapy to make sure she doesn't act psycho anymore.
And she's focusing on her t-shirt line.
Yeah.
Which,
you know what, Kristen, you're growing up. I love in this section, I'm pretty sure, is when she was like, "You're in your 30s. You need to figure it out." And Jax is like, "You are too.
You're also in your 30s, Kristen. We're the two oldest cast members on this show.
We are the male and female version of each other."
I love too. She's like, "I'm learning not to act like a psycho." And then we just get all the flashbacks of Kristen acting like a psycho. Whoever's editing these episodes at Bravo. Kisses.
Thank you. I mean, we have 3 years worth of psychoness.
It's amazing. So now James walks in the back and Kristen acts like a psycho. So we could just add this one to the list. James is like trying to get his DJ equipment. He has another job, and Kristen's yelling at him for telling Jax because apparently the phone call wasn't enough. And James is now distraught because he can't DJ with Liz. How's he going to DJ now?
And he's like, "I don't want Lisa to know that this is happening out here." I think James is handling this as best as he can.
Walking into Sir, where Kristen cannot come in because she will be removed.
She's
from the
not
premises.
Allowed.
I also love that he says he'd rather lose his relationship with Kristen than lose his dream of DJing.
Because girls come and go, dreams are there for you forever.
DJ's there forever. So now we leave Sir. We're at Jax's apartment because his mom's here. It's her first time in LA and it's her birthday.
Wild. It is wild. It's her first time in LA.
I know, Jax has been there 5 ever. So he's excited to show his mom his place. It's not a mansion, but even if he did have a mansion, if he could get a mansion, he wouldn't, because that's just like not his vibe.
That's what poor people say.
Yeah, same. I also like wouldn't get a mansion. It's like not my vibe.
A one bedroom apartment and a studio are really my vibe. I have a million dollars, but I want a studio.
No, I would love to get $1 million studio though. Shout out.
I want to be able to touch both walls with my hands.
Yeah. 100%. Cause that's our vibe. That's the vibe. So this weekend, his mom is turning 60 and we have a full schedule for her. We're going to meet up eventually with Sheena's mom, who's turning 50, and Sheena, who's turning 30.
He said all on the same day, right?
Which is insane. I don't know. I thought it was the same like few days.
Okay.
Sheena having the birthday is insane.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is impossible.
I don't know. But Jax is doing great as far as work is concerned. As far as girls, he's going to take a break and his mom thinks that's a good idea. But mom can't wait to meet the woman that captures Jason's heart, because she hates Jax.
Jax is his stage name, but mom, dad, and sister still call him Jason.
Jason. We can't wait to see the woman who captures Jason's heart.
Love it.
Stay tuned.
Will it ever happen? We don't know.
Probably not. So now we go to Kristen's apartment. James is here with flowers to apologize for being rude.
I'm annoyed. Why is he showing up with flowers?
And why is Kristen the one like denying it, making him work even harder? I don't know. James thinks it drives Kristen crazy, though, that he still hangs out with all her old friends, which I get.
I think she's unhinged. I think that's a portion of it. I think she's unhinged just, anyways. And that like is gas, a little thing of gasoline.
Yeah, she's just a crazy bitch. And this doesn't make it any easier that James works with all of them.
No.
So last year for Sheena's birthday, if we remember correctly, that's when Tom and James got in a huge fight over Honda Civic selfies. One of my favorite burns of all time. Why don't you go take a Honda Civic selfie? Boom. So that's what happened. Also, Kristen was involved somehow. And Tom Schwartz.
Yes.
With two fighters.
A giant mess.
So this year, James wants no fighting.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
James literally goes, there has to be no fighting at this party. And Kristen's like, this is giving me negative energy. Like you right now.
She's like, you're putting it out into the ether. Like, please stop doing that.
You telling me not to fight with people is negative for me. So
it's going to make me fight with people.
Yeah. But she is going to go. She's going to go to the party, which I saw coming.
No, this is why you have to specifically uninvite Kristen, yeah, or like tell her she's not allowed.
Kristen's that ballsy bitch with no shame. Like if I knew I wasn't welcome somewhere, I probably wouldn't go because I can just find other things to do with my life. Yeah. But Kristen, no. She's got nothing better to do and she's not afraid to admit it.
I agree. I'm a big person. If you talk about something in front of me, I'm coming. But yeah. Kristen, nobody's talked about it in front of you.
Except James. But he's not inviting people.
Yeah, he doesn't get to invite. Like, people are being very specific to not talk to you about this. That means you're not invited.
Hey, guys, what are you doing Saturday? Oh, hey, Kristen.
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Going to bed early.
Alone. We're all alone, away from each other. Okay, so now we're at Villa Blanca. We're doing lunch with the moms. Sheena's mom, Sheena, Jax's mom, Jax, and then Lisa also shows up.
We talk
about Jax as a child. Is he as bad as he is now? Oh yes, basically.
It's basically just a roasting of Jax on every front possible.
We find out mom liked Stassi at the beginning, but her then saw Stassi's attitude change. So she's not a big fan.
She
also said Jax isn't an angel. Like mom 100%. Has Jax right on the nose.
100%. She's like, I know this guy's not easy to deal with, but still she changed, which I agree. Yeah, she's got a great assessment of the situation.
We also find out that Jax is talking to Kentucky is what they call her.
They mention Carter first and then this Kentucky girl.
Yeah. Kentucky. Her name's Brittany and she's not moving in, but she is coming on Sunday.
Oh my God.
We get to meet Kentucky. It's insane
that Jax is always has some ones. There's always a lot going on with him.
It's insane. As I'm sure you can attest to this. We have lived, our own lives. I would never meet someone and then be like, come hang out with me if you're in a different state. Like, I assume we're in a different state. I meet you and I'm like, come visit me. I don't even let people in my own city come visit me.
100%. And because there's no way he's probably like met and hung out with this girl a few times, whether that's in Kentucky or elsewhere.
I give them, they had 1 week when they were on vacation or he was on vacation to wherever she lives or whatever.
If that person was already coming to LA, I would maybe hang out with them. Or if I was going to be wherever they live and like you were interested in them, I would make sure I would see them, but that's as far as I would go. I would not.
You're not going to stay with me.
Hang out. No.
Yeah. You're also like, you're not coming to
don't understand how he juggles all these people. Cause he says he's talking to Brittany and then we heard that name Carter and then he's texting and yelling at Carmen.
I don't even know her name. My God. Okay. We talk about Jax stealing his sister's cross to gift to a girlfriend. Oh, we also talk about how he gifted Carmen sunglasses to give to Katie on her birthday.
What and a then we klepto.
Talk- oh my God, I know. And then he kissed the bus driver and made her cry.
Like, insane stories. Bad. Also, Lisa talks about how she's shocked to meet Jax's mom because she really thought Jax's mom was going to be so, like, void of emotions, something that, like, harmed Jax. But she, the mom's a normal person.
The mom's great. I love her. What's her name? Marie?
This is, I don't know, but this is what terrifies me about ever having children is you could be, like, the best mom ever, and then you end up with this shithole person.
Yeah, we don't know Jax's whole life.
No.
Maybe his sister really bullied him, or like maybe his dad. I don't know. But his mom seems super sweet. His mom seems to know him like the back of her hand.
She probably like let things slide, which how could you not? But he
was probably a difficult kid. And she was like, as long as he doesn't murder anyone, we're going to call it a win at a this success. Point. We have Jax. That's where we come from. But I love mom. I think she's fantastic.
Me too.
So now we're getting our hair done with the Toms. Tom Schwartz is going to get a perm for the decade party. What a commitment. Like, what?
Just what buy a fucking wig.
No, he's got to commit. He's going to prove to Katie that he can commit to her by getting a perm.
By committing to a hairstyle. You know, these are what we call baby steps in commitment.
Yes. You know what? If I am dating a guy and he gets a perm, I know the next step is engagement. Like, this is pretty clear, Meredith.
No, this tells me to run the fuck away.
Tells me nothing. But he admits that he was a bad boyfriend, aka cheating and ring on a string, which is my favorite little bit. But this is the year of redemption. Mm-hmm. He's gonna set his hair straight. He's gonna set his life straight, even though his hair is gonna be curly. You get it? And he tells Tom Sandoval that he's ready to propose.
Which I was shocked this came in episode one. I know in that like preview like of the season, we see him get down on one knee.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's like there makes me wonder like, when is this proposal happening?
It better not be the season finale because he was not ready to propose then episode
one. I cannot handle. Like, I don't remember how many episodes are in this season, but like 18 episodes of Tom just saying he's going to propose and never doing it.
It's going to kill me. But even Tom Sandoval literally almost like choked on his water and was like, you're ready to what?
You're ready?
Holy shit, dude. And he has his perm. It's wavy. It's a wavy hair.
Like we could have done this. We could have curled his hair for the night. There are so many other things he could have done.
We could have done this. The perm was unnecessary, but it's time for Sheena's birthday party. The Toms roll in on their roller skates, doing their disco moves. Sketchy,
creepy looking cops.
Rapey cops. Yeah. I didn't get what Ariana was, but she looked good.
I don't remember either, but she had that like black wig on.
Yeah. And then
Katie, they were all 70s, I think.
Yes. And then Katie was 90s because she did share from Clueless. She did
share. Yeah.
You can tell Meredith and I were born in the 90s because that was the one that stuck with us, opposed to Rapey Cops and Black
Widow. Okay. That is not like a movie, though. Rapey Cops.
I don't know. That's what Katie described them as. I took down her notes. Sandoval has the persona of Chip Harley. That's his guy. He loves to dedicate.
He commits to a costume.
I appreciate it. Jax's mom is Audrey Hepburn. Jax is Danny Zuko. And because Carmen didn't want to come, this is where we meet Carter. Huzzah.
That's how you know he's like actively still trying to get with Carmen. She's on the docket, even if she wants to take her name off.
Also, why did he need a date if he's showing up with his mom?
Right?
Hey, mom, this is Carter. She was second on my list.
Yes. So
you probably will never see her again, but we're all going to go to this party together that I invited you to because it's your birthday too, but I needed a date. That's not you. And
Brittany's not coming till Sunday. So I needed someone.
Yeah. Kentucky's not here yet. So this was
the Kentucky's name coming tomorrow. So had to swoop in someone else.
Ugh. My dude, Peter, a hot metal rocker and has a date named Sarah. Look at him pulling girls. Sheena's here as Madonna. We see Shay. Shay is alive and present. Shay's just
there.
Yeah, it's not Shay's birthday, so he's in the background. Sheena's not stressed about turning 30 because 30's sexy. She's 30, flirty, and thriving.
I appreciate this attitude towards 30 as I am chugging closer to it.
Same. I can't wait. I keep telling myself I can't wait to turn 30.
You know, I can wait the few years. I'm fine with it, but I'm going to accept it when it comes.
Same. And then Kristen shows up.
Oh my God.
And she even knows she technically wasn't invited, but she knows deep down Sheena wants her there. Let's go back to that scene where Kristen said she's learning to not be psycho.
I know deep down she really wants me here. She just can't say it out loud.
Add this to the psycho tapes.
Tell me you're crazy without telling me you're crazy.
That's what we're going to say now. Every time Kristen's crazy, we're just going to say, tell me you're crazy without telling me you're crazy.
I mean,
this is it.
Sometimes I wonder if she's truly playing a part. Or if this is what she thinks.
It's like too dumb to be a part though. Like it's too cringe. It's too cringy.
No, like Sheena is kind of playing a part. She wants to be that.
She was born to be on reality TV. She knows this is her gig, right? She knows she loves the spotlight. So she's making it
a thing. She's fine like being shit on to be like that to be drama famous. Girl. Yeah.
This bitch shows up. I think maybe she brought a
not
present.
In theme.
She's not in a costume. She thought it was a cleavage literally, party.
I
not
love a costume that. Party. Who said that? Was that Katie?
Ariana. No, oh, Ariana's damn. Like, oh, she thought it was a cleavage party. It was a costume good. Party. James is DJing. Ken and Lisa are here. Also not in costume, but Lisa lived through the decades. So she is NAFTA.
The thing. They are the stop-by crew. They don't need to dress up in costume.
They drop off their nice $1,000 gift and fucking leave. So you don't even get mad. You think Kristen got Sheena anything worth over $20? Probably not. Because she
if anything, she probably brought her alcohol and drank it on the way over.
Sorry, half your Moscato is gone.
That's the best is when you give your friends alcohol as a gift so you can just drink it.
Yeah, she gives Sheena the shittiest alcohol. Here's your Chardonnay. And Sheena's like, what the fuck am I gonna do with it? James is a 60s rocker. He has had two drinks so far. Although when Kristen comes up, he says he's only had one.
Which I get that. I get that. You really only had two. And crazy Kristen is coming up. I would just say I had one too.
But you won't get him liquor. Only beer. Mom.
Insane. Yes. But then I understand it. I get give it. Her credit because when she walks up to that bar and says she's getting a drink for James and Max outs him and is like, I'm getting him I don't even remember, but
a vodka something. Yeah, liquor.
A gin and tonic,
gin and something.
It's like ginger beer and something.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm getting James a drink, ginger beer and whatever.
And she's like, how many drinks has he had? And he's like, I don't know, three. Max is funny. Max has no idea what's happening.
This is a bad friend.
I get it, Kristen. But also, you don't tell a drunk person you're not giving them vodka, you're giving them water. You just give them the water and hope to God they drink a little bit.
You tell the bartender, you strike a deal with the bartender. You're like, listen, pour that guy weak ass drinks.
Little
give
bit
me
of alcohol.
A little alcohol on the top so when he drinks it he tastes the alcohol. Yeah, a lot of lemon and lime in there.
Honestly, little alcohol, lots of water, little lime so then
give us a lot of the juice so they have no idea.
Yeah, Kristen, don't get him a beer. You can't cheat beer as much.
Put vodka in the straw so then whenever they drink out of it, it tastes like vodka.
Yes. Ugh,
come on. Have you ever gone to college? This is how you handle
drunk
people.
No, she didn't go to college.
Don't tell people they're too drunk. That makes them drink more.
Ugh, my gosh. Also, so Shay and Sheena are not doing a couple's costume. Sheena's the star. Shay is the background guy. And then I love the cameraman. Literally, it's a sea of people, and we just kind of see Shay standing there. Like, Shay's a background kind
of
guy.
It's like the top of his head. This is so sad.
But it died. So funny. Okay, Sandoval killing it on the dance floor with hype girl Kristen in the background videoing him. How uncomfortable are we? I'm a 10.
I would take out a restraining order.
He's like dancing and she's like, Yeah, woohoo!
It's like got her video camera. Girl, out.
Move on.
And then Ariana is just watching. She's like, if I am not videoing my boyfriend, you should not be either.
It's what are creepy. We doing? Your what ex-boyfriend. Are we doing? Your ex-boyfriend. It's not just your friend at a party, because that would be somewhat normal.
Could have died. And then Sandoval approaches Ken and Lisa, which this is when Ken is like, don't disrespect my wife.
Oh my God. I hate this storyline.
And Tom's like, okay. And then the storyline ends. Thank God. So we're done.
Tom's like, I'm going to ride it out. I'm fucking annoyed, but whatever. I would never. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Goodbye. It was good acting. You know what? Bad storyline. Great acting. 10 out of 10, Tom. Famous. We do the birthday cake. Sheena and both the moms have a cake, which is so nice.
Love it. Sheena's like, I'm going to take this one. The 30-year-old one.
The fucking giant one. Yeah.
No, because it has Sheena. The 30. She's like, I'm going to be the 30-year-old.
I know. And it's like, it's so cute. Like, it was just cute, though.
They all have tiaras. Or like, Jax's mom had a tiara on, too, that had 60. Yeah.
Oh, cuties. And then... oh, another 10 on the awkward stale. Lisa and Kristen talk.
I can't.
So Lisa's basically like, hey, please don't come to my restaurants when James is DJing, because that obviously isn't working and James is still my employee and you're not. So I pick him over you.
Very
and
normal.
Kristen tells Lisa that James was the one who was aggressive. And Lisa's like, great, but he wouldn't have been aggressive if you didn't come. So
yeah, he has to be there. You don't have to be there. So then, please stop coming.
Kristen straight up condescends Lisa.
I mean, I enjoy the drama of it, but the I can pay $15 for a wine anywhere. And classic Lisa, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, she's like, great, thank you. I just love you should do that. I can take my business elsewhere mood, but Lisa going, okay.
You should. That's mood. Exactly what I'm asking you to do.
I did ask you to do that. Thank you so much. And then so Jackson, his mom, he's very sweet with his mom. He is.
He is.
If you know what, you're supposed to watch. I was always told, watch how a guy treats his mother, because that's how they'll treat you.
Well, then Jackson's a fucking con artist.
This is the exception, I think, because Jax treats his mom very well. But also he only sees his mom once a year, it sounds like, if she doesn't come to LA. And he could ignore all her phone calls for all we know.
That's true.
Or have another mom somewhere.
Jax is suave on camera with things, though.
He is. But yeah, if he ever gets married, though, Tom and Tom, they're talking about it for some reason.
This was cute.
That's his blood. Those are his dudes.
His mom, like, really is happy with his life. She thinks he has a great life, great friends. And great agree. I think Jax is a shitty person, but I think his friends are great to him.
Fantastic. Kristen sucking up to Sheena. Oh my God, how do you do your hair? And Sheena's like, it's a crimper. And Kristen's like, oh, that is so fucking crazy.
Kristen, you used to do this. You used to do this.
Kristen must have not been born when we thought she was born, because she's never heard of a fucking crimper before.
It was huge in the 90s.
She literally was born in what, the 80s? She knows what a fucking crimper is. Sheena says Kristen is more enjoyable to be around than she was, and she's a soft spot for Kristen, which is upsetting, because you shouldn't have that soft spot, but you do.
This annoys me, because, and this leads right into the next section where Tom and Ariana go outside and they like sit down, and Ariana says she thinks that Sheena is a fake, or like that she has a fake friend. And Tom's like, Sheena? Yes, because this fucking bitch has a soft, she just said she has a soft spot for someone who hates her best friend.
Who wished her best friend would get hit by a Mack truck.
Yeah.
And multiple other utility to vehicles.
Die. Yeah.
And Ariana doesn't have room for bullshit. And you know what? If she needs to stand alone on that, she will. But she's not gonna, because Tom Sandoval loves her so much. And that's his fucking world. And they can just look into each other's eyes and take a vacation. And this was the most romantic thing I've ever seen on television.
I think Ariana really should set some boundaries with Sheena and create some distance, because I don't think Ariana wants to set an ultimatum with her best friend, because she doesn't want to control her best friend's life. But when someone
safety
is hurting you, you got to separate yourself from it. And unfortunately, Sheena's tying herself to Kristen still.
Yeah. And Ariana only comes in contact with Kristen for Sheena events, it sounds like. So That might be the one. But don't have any boundaries with Tom Sandoval. We love him. No, couple of the year. I love him already. Okay, and then fireball shots on the roof with James.
Oh, no. That's not shots. That's straight up chugging fireball. That hurt me to watch it.
Same. I had to look away. I felt something, and something inside me from college, like, came back up and died all over again.
I've never been that drunk where I could like chug alcohol. Like,
and then that. Everyone's like, James, stop. And he takes it out and goes, What? So he's hammered.
This is like the epitome of a freshman in college.
Oh, it's so upsetting. And Kristen's super fucking over it. But James said Kristen is what drives him to drink. So maybe James would stop drinking if they broke up. This would be fantastic.
That is pretty funny. Okay, listen, Kristen does have a piss, or like a right to be pissed. And I understand why James drinks because of Kristen. This is how you can just spot a toxic relationship.
You know how Ariana and Tom are just like the couple we love? James and Kristen, they're opposite. The total opposite of the
spectrum. But I do have to applaud Kristen a little bit for not being shit-faced and like starting a fighting match. She hasn't done that.
She kept her psycho in line. Mm-hmm. But it might be because James probably forgot Kristen existed, because now he's flirting with Jenna, who we met as a bridesmaid last season.
Well, I mean, Kristen does sit down and talk with him and say, you need to chill out, which again, you don't tell a drunk person to do this type of shit. You fake it with them and tell them, I want to do a shot, so you can get the bottle away from them. And then you walk away with it.
And then if you're going home with them anyway, you pull the, do you want to go home? Do you want to head on home?
Yeah.
And then you get them in bed and you fucking leave them there. You don't actually hook up with them.
Let them pass out.
Disgusting. Yeah. Or you're just like, hey, babe, you know what sounds good is pizza.
Yes.
No drunk person's going to be like, I don't want that. Everyone wants fucking drunk food. Come on, you should know them.
You should always know how to manipulate your significant other.
My friend in college used to always want to leave early to go hang out with her boyfriend who didn't really drink, but she never wanted to leave alone because then my friends would yell at her. So she'd look at me hammered and she'd go, my boyfriend's going to drive us to get pizza. You want to come? And I'd be like, yeah, yes. I want to go. So my ass would leave every time I would leave.
Genius.
She was a great manipulator. She got me. But yeah, so now we have Jenna, who I assume in the next episode, it looks like James and Jenna Ubered to each other's places. So
insane. And interested. Jenna is, I think, one of Sheena's friends.
Yes, she was a bridesmaid. We did meet Jenna. Oh. She actually was, if you remember when in Miami for the bachelorette party, they did those games. Remember, like, wrap me in toilet paper and carve a penis.
Yes.
Jenna was matched with Ariana to create a wedding dress.
Oh.
Because Kristen was the one on the other side, like, fuck Ariana. And Ariana was the one looking at Jenna, like, she's going to kill me.
Well, so, yeah. This party is not going to die because Tom is roller skating into the pool.
Huzzah. And what an ending to a great opening episode. Even though they really fucked it up at the beginning by letting us see the whole season, it's fine.
I can't decide if that's a Hulu thing or not.
I think it's a Bravo thing. Yeah.
Big mistake, in my opinion.
Next time we meet Lala and some other new people who didn't get names but got flashes. We meet Brittany. We find out James Ubered to Jenna's. Kristen yelled at Sheena and Ariana wants Sheena to pick a side. And then Sheena dumps Kristen as a friend, it looks like, which I'm excited for.
Breaking up with a friend, like legit sitting down and breaking up with them.
You know that Sheena, though, is going to be like, hey, Kristen, we can't be friends anymore. And Kristen's going to be like, deep down, I know Sheena wants to be my friend. Yeah.
Ariana just won't let her be my friend.
What she said was false. She actually loves me. So, haha, joke's on you. So, yeah, that's it. I can't wait. I'm actually really excited for this season. I'm excited to meet Lala.
Me too. New blood. I realize we basically only have Katie and Sheena from the OG. We do only have Katie and Sheena from the OG girls working at Sir.
Yeah. Yep.
Because without Stassi, we don't have Christina Kelly.
Oh my God. R.I.P. to Christina Kelly. I thought for a second I did see her at the party, well, but also I
in the background, but
she's not going to be a main.
Stories. Yeah.
I mean, she might hang out with
Katie. Maybe.
We don't know. But we have to go back. You know what it's time for? It's time
accepted
for
and blocked.
I know.
We haven't done this in forever.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay. I think I know who I want to accept.
Okay. You do yours. I put two down for both. So I'll make sure I pick someone opposite.
I put nothing down because I go by the spur of the moment. I would like to accept Sheena. Nice. It was a good episode. She was funny. She was charismatic. She had her hair crimped. It was her birthday. She was married. She's 30, 40, thriving. Her mom's birthday. She allowed to share her party with Jax's mom as well.
She really missed the opportunity to do 13 going on 30.
She won a decade. She's Madonna. She looks hot. She's got her husband in the background. She's not involved with any of the drunk James and Kristen drama. Nope. She's just chilling. Hoping people give her a reason to hate him because there's no reason. Sheena is live. She's on cloud nine. She does not give a fuck.
That's a good love one. That was my B team.
And she's friends with Katie. She's finally got her friendship with Katie.
Well, that gives me my person. I'm picking Katie. I feel like she's doing great. You know, she let the toxicity out of her life. She's still friends with Sheena, as you mentioned. She looks fab in her outfit as well. I was gonna say,
she looks hot.
Yeah. And despite the ultimatum not coming true, she does seem very happy. And we do know because of the preview that she does get, or she at least gets proposed to. Who knows if they get engaged. But I think she's doing good.
Yeah, I think it was great. Both of them. But the friendship, I can't wait to see.
I know. I love the bathroom scene with them.
Oh, I'm very excited. Okay. So who are we blocking? Can you go first? I don't know who I want to block. I want to block everyone.
This one was tough because I did pick two people. One was my B squad. But I'm going to block James because he's a fucking mess. And despite Kristen being a reason for this stuff, that doesn't mean you're still going to do it. You know, like that's an excuse. Getting this hammered at Sheena's birthday party is not cool. I can blame the pump event on Kristen because she shouldn't be coming, but chugging Fireball like that and like then going to flirt with someone else, hilarious. Even if your relationship's bad, you should not be doing that shit.
Hilarious. Kind of.
I think it's hilarious, but pissed off about it.
I have to, and I know I always pick him or her. I have like two that I always go back on. I'm picking him. I go with Jax. He looks disheveled. He has that thing in his ear. I'm sure protecting him from the skin they grab for his nose. He's awful. And I love
that he had to get a nose job because he got calluses from the second nose job.
Yeah, it's looking rough for him. Though his mom's in town, and that is fantastic as can be. The apartment tour was less than thrilling, and then we got all those horrible stories about him, which just it never has gotten better.
And he rage texted Carmen.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
I'm excited to see this Brittany storyline coming up.
I'm excited to see Brittany.
Hey, y'all.
She looks sweet, Kentucky.
I know. She has beautiful hair.
Oh my God, her hair is gorgeous. She was in that romper.
Yes.
All right. So is that it? Should we go to our after show?
Yep, that's it. Join us for our post show to get some spoilers. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and join our Patreon.
Yay.
Bye.